Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, once again, it's your boy, Coach Eric Morris, your motivational speaker, author, and minister. It's always good to have another podcast ready for you guys today. I know the last two podcasts I was talking about devices and certain things that have been set up in your life, in your destiny, that are caused to throw you off. But I wanted to talk about something that we always tell people to do. We tell our kids to do it. We hope that our ministers and our leaders are doing it. We hope that people in our government offices are doing it. We hope our friends are doing it, and that is telling the truth. But what is the price of telling the truth? And do we really want to hear the truth? And we can always go back to this movie, You Can't Handle the Truth. And I think that was called A Few Good Men, if I'm not mistaken. But let's ask ourselves the question, are we ready when someone is telling us the truth? And when you're telling the truth, how is that truth being distorted? Is the truth really the truth, or is it your truth based on what you might feel? And I want to give a couple of examples. And I'm going to go through some things as I give these examples. We know that Jesus, when he came, he preached the truth. And he said it, and he used it a lot in his parables, I tell you the truth. And what happened was he made more enemies telling the truth than anyone probably in history, or one of the greatest ministers, preachers, the ultimate prophet, the ultimate person was Jesus, and he told the truth. And yet people did not want to believe the truth. And there was a price he paid for telling the truth. Even though we know he came, it was predestined for him to come and die on the cross for our sins. But during that time, he told the truth, and the religious leaders and people were upset. So now I want to fast forward to now 2018. When people come out and tell the truth about what government is doing, what people are doing, why are we so quick to shoot down that truth? Because we don't have the facts that back up that truth, because we have not read, or we have blinders over our eyes, or because we don't want to believe it because it's something that we believe that won't happen. I always talk about the new slavery is the industrial prison complex. I always talk about certain foods I put in certain communities to keep certain people a certain way, keep them sick, keep them down. Poor people are always looked upon differently than rich people. Certain things you won't see. School systems are segregated and separated through based on economics and planning and what they're doing in this in their community based on what's going on in poor communities. Crime is being overlooked in poor communities, where certain things that they just, you know, drugs and gun sales might be looked upon as something they'll look at in a poor community, but in a rich community they could be doing the same thing and people are turning a blind eye. That's the truth. And so we get mad or we get upset when people tell you, hey man, you might want to look at that, or say, hey, the mayor is corrupt, or hey, the school system is out of whack because people are still learning. And people automatically say, oh, you don't know that. But the proof is in the pudding when you look at the fruit and what's going on in your city and your community. And that's something that even goes back to the Bible. The Bible says, you shall know them by their fruit. And their fruit is, what are they producing, what they're doing. We do, and what we do know is that when certain things are happening in government and church or in our school system or in our job, we see things and we want to tell the truth, but we know the price of telling the truth might cost us losing our job, might cost us isolation, might cost us some people telling the truth, as of some of our political leaders, it might cost you your life. So the price of telling the truth, are you willing to tell the truth at all costs? Rejection, slander, people talking about you, people saying that you're not right, the media bashing. And that's something I noticed in our society here today. A lot of people that have a voice because they have a platform, they're really scared to tell the truth. We look at Colin Kaepernick and how they spent his whole truth. He said, hey, I'm going to kneel based on the fact that there's police brutality here in America. He didn't base it on racism. He didn't base it on his foundation wasn't racism, but part of that was racism. He didn't base it on anything but that. He didn't say he hated America. He said, I'm going to bring to the forefront the police brutality in these different cities in America. And certain people know that's true, but they took it and spent it and said, he's coming against the flag, he's coming against soldiers. Even soldiers stood up and said, he's telling the truth. He never said, I come against soldiers. He said, the soldiers that are fighting for this country are fighting for a country where police officers are beating innocent people. And we all know that. It is the truth that Hispanic and blacks are being profiled more in certain areas, certain communities, certain states. So that's the truth. But his truth cost him a job in the NFL. It affected his income. But he turned around and began to still continue to help people by opening up nonprofits that can help people and young people in these communities. He didn't just talk about it. He said, I'm going to tell you the truth, and then I'm going to do something about it. So are you willing for the backlash when you're preaching, when you're speaking, to tell the truth? Are you willing to tell people this is what's going on? Are you willing to sit down and do the research and show people and tell people, look, this is what's going on, do your research. I always tell people that. Or do you just want to sit and just let the truth be buried? A lot of our leaders, Malcolm X, and I'm not talking about religious affiliations, Martin Luther King, Patrice Lumumba, if I'm pronouncing his name right, out of the Congo, they told the truth. They knew certain things were going on, and when they spoke out about it, what happened, their lives were threatened. They were killed. They were told to shut up. Colin Kaepernick is one reason they stood up and said some things. Oh, no, we don't want you to say that. You're against us, and the media can spin things. And so we have to be very careful when we're ready to tell the truth or speak on something. You got to be willing to pay a price that's going to affect your economy, especially if the majority don't agree with it. Now, watch this. It's one society that has even told lies that people believe is true. Let's look at the rise of the Nazi regime. Propaganda and pictures and movies have people's thoughts consciously and subconsciously turned to believe that blacks and Jews were the worst thing on earth. That was their truth. And the price of that truth, which was a lie, was millions of people getting exterminated and killed. And we sat and we watched and we knew the truth. We knew the truth. The truth was, this is wrong. We don't treat people like this. This is not right. There is no master race. This is true. But yet we didn't. The price of a lie that turned to truth to a certain people through brainwashing and propaganda cost millions of lives. Same with slavery. In certain places, America said this is true. We need slaves. But they know that what was going on was wrong. They knew back before slavery was even considered, it was considered illegal, and people turned the eye. Why? Because if we tell the truth, it's going to hurt our money, and we're going to look very bad. So what happened? Years of oppression, years of crime, murder, race, forcing people to work poor. Once again, slaves were poor. Jewish people, same thing. And no one wanted to tell the truth and say, this is wrong. So once again, we're asking the question, is the price of telling the truth. And what happens is, do you want to pay that price? Or are we telling lies and making them true? And that's something that society tends to believe. They will believe a lie because a lie sounds good. A lie can travel a lot faster than the truth. A lie is good in television, brings up other people and brings scandal. But when you tell people the truth, they don't want to hear it. They fight against it. They talk about it. But you tell people a lie, they'll believe it. So ask yourself, whatever you're fighting for, whatever your heart wants to promote and move, whatever type of movement, the price of telling the truth, whatever you're going against, you got the Me Too movement for the women, you got the Black Lives Matter, you have all these different movements. But what is the price you're willing to pay of telling the truth? You know, we sit back and we look at police departments in major inner cities. The truth is there's a lack of training. There's a lack, first of all, the lack of compassion, because police officers are not trained to be compassionate. The individual might be compassionate. But when you look at the word police, you don't see the word compassion. It's just like when you look at the word soldier, you don't see the word compassion. it's certain titles and things where you should not expect them to be compassionate. You can expect them to be understanding. They don't have to be that. It's the individual. It is the individual's heart and mind of compassion. You have police officers that lie. You have police officers that tell the truth. You have police officers that hate people that tell you, that don't like people that tell the truth. And you have police officers that love when other police officers tell the truth. So there's even a divide within the membership of the police order. There's a divide in government. There's a divide. That's the truth. And if you come out and say that, people say, "Oh, they're all together." No, that is a lie. They're all together in certain agendas. Excuse me. Same with in leadership and pastoring and ministers. How many people are talking about church hurt and talking about being misled, being manipulated? Why? Because somewhere down the line, the truth was distorted. And maybe, watch this, somebody told you the truth and said, "Get out of there. That's not what the Bible says. They're not operating in the spirit of love and compassion," but you didn't believe it. So the price of them telling you the truth, "Oh, I'm not going to be your friend. You're trying to stop me from doing God's work." God's work will never include bondage. God hates bondage. Bondage is a work of the enemy. So ask yourself, are you in a place where you have to tell somebody the truth? Are you in a place where you have to face the truth? Or are you in a place where you have to use your platform to tell the truth about something that people are overlooking? You know, I talk about the pharmaceutical industry. I have nothing against the pharmaceutical industry. I know the pharmaceutical industry is a business, but I also know that the pharmaceutical industry is making billions of dollars off young kids in elementary and high school because they're pushing medication instead of "where's daddy at?" conversation. So our teachers and our parents are being misled, miseducation, no conversation, but then they say medication. And sometimes there's nothing physically or mentally wrong with the kid. It's just the kid is being a kid. He does not understand. Now, I'm not talking about special needs kids. I'm talking about kids that like to play in class. There was kids playing in class since I've been in class. But the truth is the pharmaceutical company makes millions of dollars to sell these drugs to doctors. That's your choice if you buy it or not. My thing is know the truth. And then you'll be able to make a better decision based on your truth. See, you can have facts, but the truth. Well, facts and truth are the same thing. No, because it'd be two different words. The facts are this medicine causes this, and this. The truth is if you take it, there's a risk of something happening to your kid. There's a risk. They always get those disclaimers when they give out medication. The facts are, in ministry, "Oh, this church is known for this, the pastor has this issue, this is the truth is," so you have all the things in front of you to make a conscious. The truth is, if you go here, there might be a chance this might happen to you. I hear it all the time. But what happens is we bury the truth. We bury the truth so we can do what we want to do. So we don't look at the truth, and then when the truth wears its ugly head, now we're upset, "Man, somebody told me this." And they said, "Well, the truth was in front of you the whole time. You just didn't listen to it." So there's a price to pay, people, by telling the truth, and there's a price to pay in believing the truth, especially when you've been believing a lie for so long. Make sense?
Yeah.
Believing a lie for so long. Well, I just want to say to you guys, once again, www.ericmorseinfo.org. You can check out the stuff that I've been doing, motivational speaking, ministry, and enjoy my podcast. Continue to follow, continue to listen. Hopefully I shared something that opened your eyes about the price of telling the truth. And think about something that you know about or something you might need to talk to a friend about. Say, "You know what? I need to tell this person the truth." So understand that I don't even want to say the consequences of the price. Is it going to lose your friendship? Now, would you lose a friendship to get a person on the right track? I think that's something that you should do. That's something you consider. Hey, you might not be my friend, but as long as I know you're on the right track, especially when it comes down to something that is destroying a person. So I want to say God bless you guys. Thank you guys for listening. Once again, www.ericmorseinfo.com. Check me out on Facebook, Instagram, and thank you. See you guys next week. God bless.